And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a good day today. And now joining us on the phone is Representative Jim Kelly. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm good, Kyle. It's a good Friday, and it's at least going to be another day not tremendously cold, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Absolutely.
And it's the end of week one in Topeka, so I will be headed home, which will be good because I think there's a blizzard expected for up in the Topeka area.
And as of right now, Kansas City's getting walloped as of right now, so hopefully you'll be able to get out of there before the big stuff really starts moving in. So again, like you said, this is end of week one at the legislative session, and I was talking to you off there, just a few things going on with the session. So it's kind of a slow start as of right now, though.
Yeah, it's a slow start right now, and I mean, it's a much different session right now. Things appear to be starting slower, but I think that it's probably in general a faster start than normal, and they appear to be slower because, we're at a time with COVID that there's hardly anyone in the Capitol. I mean, visitors are not allowed to come in. Only those with legislative business can come in. Almost every committee is conducted, has some members that are attending virtually and some that are in the room. And, of course, everyone, so far in my first week, everyone in all of the committees that I'm in have been wearing masks, and we're all distanced. I mean, we're all 6 feet apart or sometimes more. So, that's much different. It feels different. There's virtually no one in the gallery watching. On the House floor, we're separated. Only about half or less are on the House floor. They took out every other chair, and up in the two galleries, one on each end of kind of an auditorium-like setting, there is representatives up in there. And then when you look at that, normally there's a lot of people in mixing. There's none, and there's usually a lot of kind of activities at night where different groups like whether it be the Bankers Association or the car dealers or whatever, have a gathering, and you go see members from, here in southeast Kansas. All of those are canceled this year. So it's, it's a feel that it feels like a low energy, but it's really not, because things are beginning to get moving quicker than normal because, the thought is, how long will we be here before something with COVID may put a number of legislators, in a quarantine? So it's a weird feeling.
Well, sir, I was wanting to ask you: are you part of any committees this year? And what committees are you part of? And what are you looking forward to in those committees?
Well, I am on three committees. I'm on Health Committee, and I'm also on Tax, and then I'm Chairman of Financial Institutions and Rural Development. And so all of these committees, I think in my committee, Financial Institutions and Rural Development, we are going to have a couple bills connected with banking. One bill that passed last year really overwhelmingly in both houses on a bank bill that included some money for ag, lower interest ag and rural housing lending was passed, like I said, overwhelming, and it was vetoed by the governor. So that's going to be the first bill that's out in my committee, and that we'll probably have a hearing on it a week from Monday. And then in the rural development part, what we're doing is over the last several years, there's been several rural revitalization committees that have been in place, and they've come up with some ideas and haven't done anything with them. So we're looking for a couple of those ideas that we think that could really be utilized in rural Kansas to allow areas to, you know, basically find ways that they can do, they can help themselves be in a position to stop decline and hopefully, head back up, because there's some good things and some potential funds available to help them do that. In Health Committee, we're going to be looking at, I think, everything from, how the vaccinations are going to programs that were put in place during the emergency, more telemedicine, more services that are available easier and quicker, how to put those in place long-term once the emergency orders are done. And on the tax side, we're looking at several things. The first bill up is one that I had introduced, and it's on a way to allow counties to have payment plans on property taxes. There, you can already do it for delinquent taxes, and this would make it possible to have it done for non-delinquent taxes, so people could make, instead of two payments, depending on what a county treasurer wants to do, or if they want to do it, they could spread it out to maybe six payments or four payments or whatever to make it a little easier to pay those property taxes that now you have to pay in December and May. And and then the other things will be, I think we'll look at, internet sales tax. There already is some, but since so much shopping has gone online, look at that potentially, and other pieces of tax revenue that are tax savings cuts or programs that were looked at last year. A number of them passed, and they were also caught up in the governor's veto. So I think these committees will have a fairly busy year. I think every committee is concentrating on things that we think that are the most important and that we can move through quickly. And like I said, the thought is that you don't know whether we'll be there the full session. You know, last year we were there 60 days, and then COVID came in and the session ended. And this year, trying to come out really to a quick, safe start and see if we can get the important things done. And then if things settle down, can go ahead and look at some of the other things that you would like to do. But we're looking first at the things that you need to do.
Absolutely. So a lot of good things that you're working on there. Another thing that we talked about off the air that's being brought up, and it's not just in Kansas, but it's all state capitals. But as for the Kansas House, right now there is security prep going on. That could be some people there around the area next week during Biden's inauguration. And just, again, that's kind of what's being done right now at the State House, kind of getting prepped up for security next week, correct?
That's correct, yeah. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, the State House will be closed to everyone other than someone that has a either legislators or legislative staff that have entry badges that they can get into the building and to the parking area. And then anyone that has business before they're coming in to support a bill that is up in the working in a committee, they have to have something like an email from the committee that says that they're authorized to come in for this period of time. And the parking garages that are under the Capitol are closed other than to people working in the Capitol, and the security gates will be down, and each individual that drives their car down into the garage is going to have a badge to open the gate and get you in. Normally, you can use a badge to get in any of the doors on any side of the Capitol. That will be disabled, and everyone has to come in one entrance and go through the metal detectors. They announced yesterday there would be an increased police presence inside and outside the Capitol for the week. And that will continue from 5 o'clock today through next Friday. So it'll be the entire time that it'll really be under a shutdown, lockdown, and even things that normally when you come in the morning, there's an area that legislators can go through with their badge, and oftentimes there could be four or five in a group walking in together. And so one uses the badge and walks in the door, and everyone else comes out. This week coming up, if I badge and go in, I have to let the door shut. The next person badges and goes in and lets it shut, because they want the record from the badge of everyone that went in that door. So that will be a different feel too, but they announced everything yesterday, and it looks like a pretty good procedure. And I wouldn't expect anything in Topeka that would be anything serious, other than just maybe some people outside with their right to demonstrate. But I don't expect anything wild, but they're prepared just in case. So that's positive. And we're probably running a little close, but the other thing that I thought of that is much different this year, that there is COVID testing inside of the Capitol building that's open to all staff, legislators, and they're trying to expand it out to have it available once the building opens back up more to anyone coming in. And so it's the saliva test, kind of like what's going on at CCC. But I did it yesterday. They're encouraging us to do it twice a week. I did it yesterday, and about 11 o'clock in the morning, and 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I had my results back. So it's pretty easy and quick. So they're encouraging everyone to do it. I know the activity at CCC, the wind kind of cut things down a little bit yesterday. It's a good, quick, painless program. And, encourage all of our Southeast Kansas Montgomery County residents to utilize that while it's in Coffeyville through the end of the month.
Yeah, I've had it done as well, and you're right, it's quick, easy, and I had my kids actually at the same time, and I had them take the test as well, because I may have been a close contact to somebody, but they ended up being negative. I ended up being negative, which was good, but the kids had a lot of fun doing the saliva test. So
yeah, I bet. And so, you find out how hard it is when you have to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you do it when you don't even think about it sometimes when you do it, and then when you have to do it, it was a little different. All of us ended up being negative, which was good news. I was more worried about them than I was myself, more than anything. because I didn't want them to get sick. But they were fine. So, again, yeah, and that I think it's going to open back up today. But you're right. Yesterday, high winds, since because there's tents out there, they kind of closed it down a little bit early yesterday due to the the chance of those tents getting blown away, because we did have some pretty intense winds yesterday in Coffeyville, as we had gusts up to 51 miles per hour. Well, sir, again, I thank you so much for coming on today. And if anybody does have any questions for you while you're up at the Capitol, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me. Probably the easiest way is they can either email me at jim.kelly, and it's K-E-L-L-Y, at house.ks.gov. And they could also call me on my cell phone. And out on the legislative Kansas legislature, there's a website, and then there's a House and Senate section. My cell phone number is listed on that site, but it's 620-332-3083. And the easiest way on that, since when we're in committees, we have to have our cell phone silenced, and all is to text. And if they have a question or have something they need to be, they would like to see if we can assist them with, those are two ways that they can contact me. On the website, my office phone number is listed, and I have a committee assistant, a gentleman that is absolutely the most organized guy that I have ever been around, and he would take the call, and a lot of times he can even start out and get some things going if they're looking for an answer to a question.
All right. Well, again, sir, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. Have a safe trip back, and hopefully you'll be able to avoid the heavy winter weather.
Well, I hope so. I like this 50-degree days a lot better.
I definitely agree with you on that. And you have a great day, sir.
Kyle, you too, and talk to you in a month.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Representative Jim Kelly joining us this morning, and we appreciate him taking some time out of his day to talk to us. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We have Fox News here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.